The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We continue on The Week in Philly, and we want to focus on controversy in Cherry Hill regarding a list of student names and a sex education curriculum accidentally released to the public. And why was this a big deal? We want to talk about that, and let's get all the details now as we check in with KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. So, Mike, what is the story here? Give us the background kind of from the ground up. Why was this list of students compiled in the first place?
Yeah, so this goes back over a year ago, 2023, the records request was apparently fulfilled at that time. This was for New Jersey Public Education Coalition, which describes itself as a so-called nonpartisan group seeking to protect schools and students against right-wing extremism. Now, it gets kind of juicy here because one of the dozens of names included on that list of students, they opted out of this family life curriculum, which covers LGBTQ subject matter in schools, including in elementary schools. Well, one of the names on that list was the son of Harvey Vasquez. Now, Harvey came within about 25 votes of winning a seat on the school board in Cherry Hill as a conservative, and he says this nonprofit group had been campaigning against him, claiming that he wasn't like-minded enough. So there's a couple layers to this.
I feel that elementary school is a little bit too early for them to start learning about this. So do I feel targeted? Yes, absolutely I do, because now myself and a group of parents that names were exposed are the ones who are being placed as the ones who are going against the family life curriculum.
So this list has students' names on it that have opted out of this program. How did the list go public? And as I understand it, they actually took the steps to redact it, but then technology got in the way. Kind of break it down.
Yeah, so the list was apparently posted on the NJPEC website. Wasn't until Vasquez spoke up about it last month during a school board meeting that the district even acknowledged that this happened, even though it had been over a year. Superintendent Kwame Morton says he wasn't aware that this was happening at all until Mr. Vasquez brought it up. He says he looked into it, found out that the names were initially redacted. This was sent as a PDF, but the names became visible when the file was converted to HTML format for the website. And it looks like this was just sort of a silly mistake.
What's the blowback been to this?
Well, people, they're not happy. Parents are not happy. Mr. Vasquez says they haven't heard an apology yet. He's been at a couple of school board meetings raising his concerns. They want someone held accountable.
His own administrator and assistant superintendent who knew this kept that information from him, the superintendent, for a whole year plus. And this person still sits on the administration staff.
Whoever was the official that made this mistake, he thinks that they should be fired.
So what are parents looking for? Is it just really an apology and acknowledgement, or is there more?
Well, I think they want to first and foremost get an apology, yeah, but they also want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Of course, they don't want to be targeted for, you know, their opinions, their views. The district, when we spoke with them, said they fully support parents to make these choices for their own children and that there's no pressure to do this curriculum.
We respect individual decisions and family decisions. You know, it's up to individual families, you know, to decide what direction they want to follow with their children.
Parents, I guess, are just hoping not to be retaliated against. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. I guess the apology is really the where the rubber meets the road.
And it sounds like the superintendent, there's been some blowback to him as far as some nasty emails and such.
After this hearing, you know, the sort of conservative influencers, you know, libs of TikTok, for example, put this out on social media that generated the typical, you know, firestorm of nasty emails.
Vile, disgusting emails that I had received, you know, calling me every name in the book and racialized terms, of course, homophobic terms.
Probably not from other Cherry Hill parents. I don't think it was, you know, a bunch of Cherry Hill moms and dads that were messaging racist, homophobic messages to the superintendent. Mr. Vasquez says he condemns those messages, by the way, and he said there's no way that this was Cherry Hill doing this. It's likely outsiders, but it blew up as it does. You know, you've seen this happen a million other times with different stories. It ran that typical course.
Any other shoes to drop in this, or do you think we've gotten all we're going to get out of this story?
I think it's pretty much unraveled at this point. I think it'll be interesting to see if there are any consequences for any administrators or anybody involved with who failed to do the proper redactions. I'm guessing they'll come up with a new policy to ensure that doesn't happen again. You know, there's a pretty simple fix to take care of this where you know, if you print out the redacted report and then scan it back in, you eliminate any sort of errors that could come up. So I imagine they'll take some sort of steps like that. And then, you know, the apology. I imagine Superintendent Morton will be in contact and apologize. I can't guarantee it. We'll see, I guess.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike Daugherty joining us. And we will continue with more of The Week in Philly in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.